Condé Nast, the company that owns The New Yorker, Vanity Fair, Vogue, and others, has ended its internship program. The company was being sued by former interns. Amidst legal pressure, Condé Nast decided to scrap its program altogether. Condé Nast isn't the first company to come under heat this year for low-paid or unpaid interns. Former intern Eric Glack got the intern rights movement rolling when he sued Fox Searchlight Pictures over his own unpaid internship.
The Department of Labor issued a fact sheet explaining the 6-point criteria to clarify that, you know, if you're not meeting these criteria, and any unpaid work, whether you call it an internship or not, at a for-profit employer, is probably not in compliance with the law. And suddenly this thing that looked like some gray area trade-off that was unfortunate, but there was little you could do about it, became crystal clear to me, black and white, illegal.
That was Eric Glad earlier this year. The judge has since ruled in his favor, determining that Eric was an employee by the law's criteria and as such entitled to pay. With mounting legal pressure and a company like Condé Nast ending its internship program, what will happen to summer 2014 internships? Joining us right now is David Yamada. He's a professor of law at Suffolk University. David, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Marcy. It's great to be on the show. Thank you.
Now that the ruling on Eric Glad is out there and more lawsuits have been filed in the meantime, how much pressure is there on companies to revisit unpaid internship programs?
I think for private sector companies, the Glad versus Fox Searchlight Pictures decision really did set off a bit of a time bomb here that had been waiting to go off. And I think with that and the other lawsuits that are pending, a lot of companies are looking to see what's going to happen with this issue. And in particular, they're going to look at what the appeals courts do with this, because if we have an appellate ruling saying that these interns should be paid, then that's really going to lock in the legal obligation to start paying at least the minimum wage to interns in the private sector.
Isn't there the other option of ending the internship programs?
Absolutely, and it's disappointing to me that that's what Condé Nast opted to do. I think they had the opportunity to engage in a win-win. In other words, they could have paid their interns the minimum wage, in return get a lot of talented young people willing to work hard for them, and also have an opportunity to evaluate promising candidates for future employment, as well as help train the next generation of writers and creative people in their field. But instead, they sort of decided to kind of take all their marbles and go home. And I think instead of being a win-win, it's more of a lose-lose. Everyone loses from that decision.
I started in public radio as an unpaid intern, and I would guess that 50% of my coworkers in this station alone started the same way. Using your legal scholarship mind, if you were going to place a bet today, do you think that we are going to see a move towards lower paid positions for people starting out in fields, or just the end of unpaid internships and internship programs altogether?
Well, from what I hear about folks in the publishing and entry-level journalism field, the entry-level salaries can't really get much lower. Now, with that said, I do think the legal argument that interns are doing bona fide labor for employers that should be compensated is fairly strong under the Department of Labor standards and the evolving case law. And again, if that turns out to be the case, then that might be the effective end of unpaid internships in private sector companies. Then it'll be up to the employers to decide whether they want to provide that minimum wage and continue internship programs, or just hire people generally to do the work that the interns were doing.
Interesting. So those are sort of the choices. A lot of this is in the legal arena. Would you call this an internship movement at this point?
Absolutely. It started about 3 years ago with the publication of a book by Ross Perlin called Intern Nation that a lot of young folks read and said, you know something? Things have changed. We've created this sort of intermediate employment relationship that isn't quite a full-time entry-level job, but it's also not the classroom, and it falls between into a legal void. And since then, these lawsuits and also some organizing on behalf of interns has created something of a movement coming primarily out of New York City, but now starting to spread to other cities as well.
Last question. You expect to see unpaid internships next summer?
I think we'll continue to see them in the nonprofit and public sector, where the obligation to pay is more unsettled. But then, at least in the private sector, we're going to have to look to see what the courts do with the rest of these cases. That's going to answer the question, and I think we'll know a lot within the next 6 to 8 months.
David Yamada is a law professor at Suffolk University. Thanks for being with us.
Marcy, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.